kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Love down under. Love down under. Love down under.
Tell us something about yourself. Saan ka ba lumaki? Dito ka ba pinanganak or nag-move ka dito?
Actually, pinanganak ako sa Mandaluyong sa Pilipinas. We originally first migrated to Australia in 1987. So, ever since then. Pero the funny thing is, nag-college ako sa Pilipinas. Tapos bumalik na naman ako dito after.
Wow. Sabi mo ba na medyo hopeless romantic ba yung datingan mo or sadyang, alam mo yun, mabilis ka lang may love, ganyan?
I think both, no? Meron kang pangarap na maganda yung kakauwi mo sa minamahal mo. But at the same time, let's be practical. Minsan talaga, life gets in the way. There are some changes in personality, environment, and what not. Mm-hmm. So, may pagbabago at naapektuhan yung relasyon yung dalawa. Mm-hmm. So, hindi ko lahat biniblame dun sa
partner mo.
Sa isa. So, it's a two-way street naman palagi. Pero it's how you handle it talaga.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And how you move on.
Puntahan natin yung una mong wedding like experience. Yung unang, babalikan na, makiki-intriga kami konti ah. Sino itong una mong naging like missis or wife? Ika nga, paano kayo nagkakilala?
So yung unang wife ko, nakilala ko sa trabaho sa Bulingan. Isa akong technician, isa siyang party host. So doon nagka-develop yung relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, naka-uwi din ng Pilipinas yun eh. Bumusita kami ng Pilipinas. Nag-vacation kami for mga 2 weeks lang. At ito nga, siya ang nag-propose sa akin sa Pilipinas.
Oh, wow! Wow! Guwapo mo, Chris!
Ano naman?
Sino mahaba hair ngayon?
Oo, diba? Ikaw yun, di ba? Wait, ito yung Italian, hindi ba?
Ito yung Italian, Australian, oo. Oh. Ito yung Italian.
Saan ko ba nakakakilala ng ganyan? Paano mo nga sa amin? Ano ba secret, Christopher?
Ang secret is be yourself, di ba?
Oo, yun. Kuha mo, Dan. Be yourself now.
Okay. Sige. Sinusulat ko.
Huwag ka magpa-impress. Kung ano lang, kung ano ka talaga, yun dapat. Pero kung babalik ka sa usapan dream wedding or wedding, ika nga, di ba ang pananaw natin is palaging one wedding lang naman talaga, di ba?
Mm.
So you make it big. So we did the right thing, di ba? We got married at church, we did everything. Nag-attend sa mga courses ng simbahan. But I had a church wedding for the first.
Wow!
Sa Pilipinas?
No, here
na. So nag-propose sa Pilipinas, dito na sila nagkasal. Pero when she proposed to you, Chris, were you sure na, okay, I'm ready for a wedding? Parang ganun.
Oh.
I'm ready for
it. Come to think of it, honestly speaking, pag iniisip ko ngayon, parang hindi, I don't think it was the right time.
Mm.
It became clear afterwards kung bakit. Yeah. Kung bakit. Which led to the actual divorce, kung bakit hindi naging, I should have waited, I think. Kung if I had to do it again, I would have waited.
Mm. So nagkabiglaan? Parang ganun ba? Kasi damdamin, siguro overwhelmed?
Uh-oh.
I think for both parties, parehas kami nabigla.
Parang impulsive decision.
Nag-decide siya, napauwi ako. Diba?
Sino ba namang makakatanggi, di ba? Yung babae na
gusto sa'yo. Ikaw na nga, umuho ka na nga, pribilehyo. Ika nga, para sa kanya. Pero, after nun, sabi mo, bilang na-realize nyo, teka, parang nabigla yata kami, di ba? Saan na pumasok yung realization sa yung mga challenges na yan?
It became clear kasi medyo young then. So, she gained more life experiences after the marriage. So, nakalabas,
nakawala
siya ng madami trabaho. O, nakawala in a sense. Ako naman, in a relationship, hindi naman ako demanding or magnanakal eh. You can do whatever you want.
Yep.
But I think she realized na, there's more to it than being married now. So, tapos nung nagkaroon ng problema, yung problema, that's when the time when I heard the intro na I had issues with the in-law.
Mm-mm.
It's actually after the fact na hindi man siya issue. Kumbaga, he just simply asked me the question. Are you... Kasi hindi niya rin maintindihan eh kung bakit nagkagano'n yung anak niya eh.
Mm.
For a period of time, siguro a month or so, yung buong family niya nasa side ko. Kasi siya umaayaw eh. Pero obviously, blood is thicker than water. In the end, we parted ways.
Di nag-work.
Kailan? Sinabi, nabanggit mo, tinanong ka pa ni daddy, na in-law mo, na, teka, saka pa pinanganak, PR ka ba? Citizen ka ba? May ganun tanong. Kailan dumating yun? Anong nangyari?
Exactly. Kasi yung time na nagka-problema na in terms na ayaw nang umaayaw na si wife noon. So, nag-intervene siya. Tinatanong niya, ano ba problema? Bakit hindi kayo nag-workout? Hindi kaya dahil ang habol ko lang is yung PR. Sabi ko, no. Australian citizen ako by that time. Australian citizen ako, 1995.
Bago mo sabihin sa amin kung paano kayo nag-part ways, ika nga, gano'ng katagal kayo naging kasal? Or together as?
Kasal, ha? Siguro, yung kasal and yung pagsasama is 1.5 years lang. Until we separated physically. So, umalis ako. Then the divorce came later on na. So, yung actual physical na pagsasama habang married was only a year and a half. So, yun ang...
Pero, how long were you together as a couple naman bago kayo nagpakasal?
I think we were 2 years
okay.
at that point.
Matagal din, no?
So, soon sa isa't kalahating taon ng kasal, ano ba kayo ng kids, children, or anything?
Actually, the funny thing is she suggested that we should have kids. I wasn't ready at the time na magkaroon kami ng anak to fix the relationship. And I said, no. Hindi tamang rason para mag-anak to fix the relationship.
Fast forward tayo, Chris. So, after a few years, ay hindi nag-work ang relationship, so you decided to file for a divorce. Sino ang nag-file ng divorce?
Actually, ako ang officiate ng divorce. Kasi hiwalay naman na kami. We parted ways, magkahiwalay na. And actually, this creeps into my next relationship. Hindi ako makapag-move on unless official yung isa, di ba? Unless officially divorced. So, kailangan ko talaga lakari yung papeles.
And kasi nakilala mo na si divorce. Second wife?
Yeah, si second actually, bit of background, is kapatid ng college classmate ko. So, I've known the person subconsciously for a while na. Pero, relative to the story, kinailangan ko talaga ilakad yung divorce paper.
Mm-mm.
At the same time, nilakad ko yung annulment, which was granted by the church. Kasi, under the circumstances na nangyari, they see it as a grant annulment as well.
Okay. So, while filing for the divorce, ay nakilala mo itong si wife number two.
I was already talking to
so you were dating already?
Actually, it's an LDR.
Ah, okay. Sa Pilipinas siya.
Australia-based ako, Philippine-based siya.
Okay.
So we started chatting, talking, video call, whatnot. Then yun, every now and then,
aware siya
doon,
no? Pilipinas. Doon sa proseso na pinagdadaanan mo?
Yes. I would say yes. Kasi she requested na I'll have everything officiated before moving forward.
Bihira yung ganyan. I-push mo muna. Gusto ko official to.
Mahirap na maging kabit, di ba?
Oo. Kasi hindi pa talaga official that time. Okay, so paano ka na-fall kay wife number two?
LDR?
I think it was through my old, yung sa kapatid niya. After chatting, tapos I was reintroduced in a way, kasi obviously we have a bit of an age gap. And then I said, all right, I'll come in, bibisita akong Pilipinas for, pag nag-holiday ako, bisita ako.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the relationship grew. Although it was hard kasi LDR na siya.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think that played a part, There's gaps. Palagi may gap eh. Dahil long distance, you don't see and feel everything sa relationship.
Okay. Pero ito rin, umabot sa kasalan. Tama ba? Gano'ng katagal naging nag-date kayo and then formally like boyfriend, girlfriend and eventually I to think, kasal?
I think umuwi muna ako ng Pilipinas 2 or 3 times during the relationship of the LDR before I decided na, all right, it's time for you to come across. So, in-sponsor ko siya as prospective marriage visa.
Okay.
Fiancé visa.
Fiancé visa. So, nilakad ko lahat ng appellate as required. And I had her living at my, kasi meron pa kaming property sa Manila. I had her living there with my parents at the time. To establish the relationship and at the same time to satisfy the documentation for the immigration as well.
Offshore ito, no, yung application.
Pagkalala ko, in-apply ko dito, pero doon sinadmit.
I had the
courier pick it up. And the main process na yun, veto ba yun? It's been a while. Pero, yeah, it was processed there. Paid here, pero
So, talagang parang naka, ito na, gagawin ko na yung paperwork, lahat ng effort mo, di ba? Nagkaroon ba ng ano proposal? Siya ba ulit ang nag-propose sa'yo or ikaw naman this time?
Okay, this is a gray area. Parang wala nag-propose sa amin dalawa. It's just the way the relationship went through. And I must admit that may as well be the biggest mistake. Dapat it was clear. Looking back, I think it should have been made clear what is happening. Hindi lang yung pagduksa-duksa ba tawag nila yung biglaan? Dahil in the moment.
Bugso ng damdamin. Oh. Parang
gano'n. Yun. Lalim ang Tagalog ay papadal.
Kailangan kasi talagang mag-complement yung heart and mind, di ba? I mean like, hindi lang puro puso. Kailangan mo din isipin, tama ba itong ginagawa ko? Given na nag-failure yung first, or nag-fail yung first marriage.
So, kasal agad din, no? Parang, asin, nandun ka, sige, I can try again. Pwede kami magpakasal. Or, feeling ko, yun nga, sabi nga niya, hindi, para lang talaga mas legal na yung pagsasama namin, that's the route na dapat namin puntahan. Mm-hmm. Tama ba?
It's hard to say kung tama or mali. Mm-hmm. Like, katulad ng sinabi natin before, nasapuan ng damdamin yung pag-iisip.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, I think, kala ko, it's right. The right thing to do. But I think many people, if you look at it back, if you rewind it and do it again, parang, I think you have to give it a second thought. Life is all about learning from your mistakes, diba?
That's right.
You don't keep learning until you keep making mistakes.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
That's correct. Oh. Ito, fast forward na tayo, no? Dun sa kinasal kayo, natuloy ba yung kasal? Mukhang natuloy? At nakuha ba yung visa? Nakarating ba siya dito? Ano nangyari?
Yeah, nakuha yung visa. The requirement of the visa is dapat makasal siya within a certain period pagdating dito. So we got married June, civil wedding.
Okay.
And then out of that marriage, I have 2 beautiful daughters.
Ah, so wow.
Natuloy nice. And I have kids with second ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then for some reason we had issues. Parang gusto mo bumukod. Parang naging issue is we were living myself, kami nakatira kami sa bahay ng parents ko. Okay. And then my brother's family is living in the same house as well. So we have 3 families in one house.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in all experiences that I've had, not necessarily directly to me, sa mga relationship ko, that poses a problem. You have 3 heads of houses, you have 3 queens.
Yes.
So naging issue.
Not gonna work. There's only one queen.
So it didn't work. We end up, sinatisfy ko yung needs niya. We need to bumukod. We took out a mortgage, bought a property, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then after that, ito yung nakapagtaka. I satisfied everything that she required to be, yung okay siya, yung ano siya.
Yep.
Comfortable.
Yep.
But then she goes off and, She cheated. No. Oh. Ang problema, ang masakla pa, she cheated. LDR din.
Uy, nako. Bumalik siya sa Pilipinas. Parang ganun.
No.
Ay.
LDR.
Sa Pinas.
Different country. Pilipina din, pero different country. Diba?
Oh, no.
Wow. So, online?
I think they've known each other since bata pa sila. That's the thing.
Nag-reconnect.
And at that time, she just recently got her citizenship. Ako naman, wala. Wala. Like I said before, wala akong problema. Do what you want. What makes you happy.
Yeah.
Yung pinakwala mo, din mabalik na. Then you catch her out. You know, nahuli ko. So,
Doon na natapos.
And divorce din nung nangyari.
Divorce din nung nangyari.
Okay. Tinanggap niya yung decision mo?
Well, there's nothing to fix. Siya na rin nagsabi. I tried.
Okay.
In both occasions of my previous marriages, I always tried to fix it. Like, reconcile, whatever. Wala talaga nangyari.
Okay, so dalawang ika nga, and unfortunately failed like relationships or marriages, itong ikatlo current pati na kanyang partner ngayon, paano naman kayo nagkakilala? Paano siya dumating sa buhay mo?
Okay, ito, would you believe it or not na nagkakilala kami online? So, siyempre, there came a point na okay, sama na yun, napasaya ko yung sarili ko, then you start dipping your toes into other avenues of finding or meeting someone. Gone are the days na yung mag-club ka, dahil matanda na tayo para doon eh. Bunda ka ng club, punta ka ng pub. Hindi, it won't work na. Mamaya makuha mo lang ng mga addicts. Anyway.
Dating app ba ito, Chris?
Dating app. Oh. Dating
okay.
App.
Nice.
Honestly, I think I downloaded 3 apps.
Mm-mm.
And I've been on several dates on those apps.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And would you believe that there needs to be a chemistry, my connection talaga. So in my first few days ko, it's like, no, wala. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there.
Yep.
So it was different with her name is Ricky, yung current partner ko, fiance. Her name is Ricky. So una bang unique na di ba? The name itself, Ricky.
Ricky.
Being a girl's name. Pero spelled differently. So R-I-C-K-I-E instead of R-I-C-K-Y. It's a boy. So we was different. So we met through online initially. We spoke for a while. And itong next nababanggitin ko is still a hot topic between us kasi there was a month or two in between na hindi kami nag-usap for some reason. Hindi kami
Communicate.
And then we reconnected, and then it's the rest is where we are now. So para nagsisihan, banter ba, yung ano lang, yung usapan, yung joking, anong joke around lang na, ano nangyari ba, anong ginawa for those 2 months, hindi ka nag-reply, hindi ka nag-message sa akin, hindi mo kinak, yung mga ganun usapan. Pero aside from that, everything's been great.
That's good to know.
The one thing we did agree on before our officiating and we're a couple, we knew what we wanted from both.
Yeah.
Because she came from the same scenario that she got cheated on, married, and divorced. And she has a kid as well.
Okay.
So we both know where we're at in life.
Oh.
Kumaga, same situation. Wala nang lokohan. I mean, you know? So we're like a Lego. Mag-fit lang.
And you both know how it feels to be in that situation, kaya nagka-connect din kayo.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
May familiar place kasi, no, sorry to that. No, may familiar place kasi, so naging madali i-associate din, alam niyo na maiintindihan eh. So, tama naman.
Talaga.
So, Chris, kailan yung point na napag-usapan nyo na okay, ituloy na natin sa simbahan? May proposal din bang nangyari?
ready na kayo ba?
Okay, go.
Okay, sige.
Parang may trend dito eh. siya rin na nag-propose sa akin.
Hala, wow.
Talaga naman, paano ba naman dito?
Ang gwapo ni Chris.
Napaka-unfair naman ang mundo. Claudette. Okay, sige, sige. Paano, bakit siya? Paano nangyari?
Paano nangyari yung proposal?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yung iniisip niya mag-propose sa akin is different to actually what how it happened. Kasi mahilig nga ako sa aeroplano, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
She wanted to propose dun sa plane spotting area sa may Kings Fort Smith Airport. Sa end of the runway, meron dun maliit na park na
sa may Brighton, Les Andes pa to, parang ganun. Alam ko tong spot na sinasabi niya.
Dun niya gusto mag-propose. Pero hindi na siya, hindi, kasi nung niyaya niya ako, medyo, minsan homebody lang talaga ako eh. Niyaya niya ako, ang gusto mo man, manood lang ng mga aeroplano sa airport. Sabi ko, ayoko. Sinasira yung plano niya. So, ang ginawa na lang niya, nag-propose siya sa lounge room, nang lumuhod siya, binigyan niya ako ng Sing Sing na may aeroplano sa Sing Sing.
Wow!
Yung,
of course, I said yes.
Siyempre, of course? Makakatanggi ka ba naman? Of course. Diba? May aeroplano sa
yung effort
sing-sing?
Niya ilagay yung aeroplano sa loob ng bahay. Hindi, biro lang. So, syempre, mayroong parang simple nun, no?
Uh-oh.
Parang ganun. Nung sumagot ka, before ka sumagot, to mabilis lang, no? Kasi, diretso, fiancé mo na eh. Pero,
nawawala.
Kibak ba yung dalawang marriages? Ito na naman tayo.
May difference ba? May difference ba or masasabi mo ba, ito na, sure na ako?
Oo. Sa una pa lang, yung meron ng mutual understanding even before the fact na dumating sa proposal stage. We both knew what we wanted. And the way, without me saying anything, the way she's with me, the way she treats me, the way she talks and walks and presents herself, yep, the manner and everything, parang, hey, what else can I look for? Parang, wala na. I mean, this is it.
Wow naman. Amis. Kikilig ako.
She said the same thing. Kaya siguro naisipin niya na mag-post dahil she, yeah, I think she's on the same boat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, quickly lang, kailan ang kasal? Anong mga detalye? Quickly lang.
Quickly. It was supposed to be, ang pinla naman talaga, I mean, engaged na kami. We were planning for March this year or last year. Dahil sa COVID, hindi namin ma-plan talaga. Oh. Lalo na yung dream wedding na iniisip ko, relies on weather and environmental factors. Mm-hmm. So, mahirap. Minsan nga, naisip na namin, why spend all that money in a big wedding? Pero, I don't know. You have to get, this is where you start learning from experience. Practicality versus fantasy. Umaga, it may have been a dream wedding of mine, but not necessarily hers. But at the same time, we're at a stage in our life na merong, we both have kids. And we have a kid of our own now. So, priorities needs to be shifted.
Wow. Okay.
Well, Christopher, excited kami para sa iyo.
Yes,
alam namin,
we're
very at
happy.
Some point, very soon, your love will take flight. Ika nga.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.